Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Jr., J-R. Date of visit, 1/15/2026. Patient's date of birth is... is going to be... Oh, gosh, this computer taking forever. But I'll tell you in a minute. Okay, so the date of birth is going to be 6-6-1960. This is a 64-year-old gentleman being certified for hospice. Today, patient is going into his third benefit period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director as well, period. This 64-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of COPD. Associated with pulmonary hypertension, cold pulmonale, right-sided heart failure, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, history of neuropathy, pain related to neuropathy, anxiety, osteoarthritis, O2 dependency at 3 liters with the O2 statin maintaining around 92% to 94%, status post coronary artery disease, coronary status post angioplasty, and inguinal hernia. History of inguinal hernia, period. Patient continues to decline. As I mentioned, he's now O2 dependent. He's losing weight. His appetite is diminished. MAC is at 32 centimeter, period. Patient's PPS is at 40%. He has bouts of incontinence. He appears fully responsive, just anxious and very short of breath, period. Requires NEB treatments on a regular basis. Needs help with ADL with his bowel and bladder incontinency. Continues to remain very weak. They got the date of birth, I mean, they got the age at 65, so just put 65, not 64. Patient is becoming more forgetful. Patient is also not able to live by himself. He requires care around the clock because of his severe weakness and associated findings related to his end-stage COPD. He has anxiety and air hunger because of his COPD, change in mental status and confusion because of his COPD. These symptoms appear to have gotten worse, especially in the past few weeks. In the past few weeks, and patient continues to remain hospice appropriate. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Okay, that's on Benjamin Davis Jr. Thank you.